begin to bump into some trees. And so what you're saying to us is, I have some resistance and apparently some pretty chronic patterns of resistance, which is just negative thoughts, mm-hmm. that have been so normal to me and that are so pervasive in the environment around me that I don't even notice that I'm doing them because I don't stick out like a sore thumb in my own mind or in the party where I'm complaining. People just complain. It's a complaining world. There's lots to complain about. In fact, there's a lot of entertainment value in complaining. I do some of my best entertaining from telling my complaining stories, so to speak. And so there isn't anything wrong with complaining, and there isn't anything wrong with negative emotion, and there isn't anything wrong with destroying your physical body. Well, we got a little carried away there.
Yeah.
In all of that, you just say to yourself, well, there's pre-manifestational awareness and there's post-manifestational awareness. And pre-manifestational awareness means I'm aware of my resistance in the emotional phase, and post-manifestational awareness just means I wait till something's showing up. I'm waiting till I'm banging myself on things, spilling things, knocking things over. That once I start having physical manifestations, that's the indication that I'm having post-manifestational awareness of my imbalance, you see.
Yeah, I'm already there.
So what to do about it? Well, the first step is acknowledge that you want to be more keenly aware of, you want to catch yourself in the act of the negative emotion. You want to catch yourself in the act of the resistant thought. And it's not very difficult. In other words, you know what you want. When you know what you do want, you always know more clearly what you don't want. What we're really talking about here is how much willingness you have, how much endurance do you have to discomfort. And a lot of you, you've trained yourself to be willing to endure a lot of discomfort. Jerry was talking to Esther about the bullfighters. A whole bunch of them, civilians, not even professional bullfighters, put themselves in the ring and let wild, mad bulls knock them down and bump them around and poke holes in them. And they're way, 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 way out there in their willingness to endure discomfort, I say.
I don't like the discomfort anymore.
So, did you hear us when we said the discomfort, just like the emotion, will show up in a more acute way while you're thinking the thought? In other words, if any of you have ever been teetering on the edge of sickness, where you were just coming into sickness or just coming out of it, where you were sort of sensitive, don't you notice in that hypersensitive state that the very thought you think can tip you one way or the other? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And we just want you to be more hypersensitive before you get there. Mm-hmm. So, When describe the physical discomfort you've been feeling.
Well, just as an example, a couple of weeks ago, I went out for an evening run, and there was some snow on the ground, and it was easy. But when I got back the next day, my calf was all tight, and I had hurt myself, and I was oblivious. How did that happen?
So
I felt good.
Tell us about the run.
Well, it was nice. It was a little cold out.
Why did you go?
It's just part of training, just part of being physical, part of experiencing that.
But why did you go?
Because I enjoy exercising.
That's the right answer. So talk to us more about that exercise that you enjoy in your training.
Running. It's a lot of fun. Zipping along the deck this morning.
Did your calf hurt today?
No.
So what was different that day than this day?
I took about 8 days off.
Well,
let it heal.
But that day, you just ran and you hurt yourself. Why do you think today when you ran, you didn't hurt yourself?
Good question.
What are the factors that are different?
Well, then it was 20 degrees. Today it's 65 degrees.
And what does that mean? We said as we began here today, are you ready to go or should we warm you up? Should we warm you up? Should we bring you into vibrational alignment? In other words, we can just begin telling you what we know, but you receive what we know more